Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Lynn. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you? Has arrived.
Good morning.
Betty.
Good morning, Betty.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm good. Hope you are, too.
I am. Thank you.
Good. Lane's here with us already, and I think somebody else, too.
Okay, great. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Betty.
Hi, Lane. How are you?
Good. Enjoying fall.
Yeah. We have a lot of leaves coming down at this point.
Do you really?
Yes. Well,
we're not at that point yet.
I think our the peak color is supposed to be, I think next week or the following week, at least the next 2 weeks are going to be a lot of color in the trees. So that's when it gets really beautiful.
Oh, yes. I'm still picking tomatoes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And wonderful.
I know. Yes, it is.
Yeah, I have no more tomatoes here at home, so, they're still being taken care of in the farms around here. I'm still getting fresh tomatoes, and that's pretty wonderful. I'm enjoying that at least.
Yes, yes, as long as we can.
Yes. So I have to tell you, Elaine, that I finally got to pick up one of that Mary Jane's farm, you know, that had the article that you had told me about on memory.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, there's a lot of interesting little tidbits in this magazine this month.
Isn't that a neat magazine? Yeah.
Yes. I determined that it's one that I need to get. I need to subscribe to.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I haven't gotten complete.
Good morning. Who just joined, Elaine and I?
Good morning, ladies. It's Jeannie.
Hey, Jeannie. How are you?
Good. I just rolled out of bed, though, so... I was in dreamland. I was just dreaming away. It's crazy.
Oh, beautiful dreams.
Yeah, it was a work dream, though. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
My dog came and sat in bed and woke me up, so.
She said it's time to move on from those dreams.
So I'm going to make my shake here.
Okay, very good. What do you want to say? Good morning.
Good morning, Betty.
Jeannie, good morning.
Hi, Anita. Who else is there? Nancy?
Star, Mary Lou.
Has arrived.
Star, I'm going to go get Joanne.
Okay.
Good morning, Mary Lou.
Good morning. How are you?
So far, everybody's been very happy and positive this morning. That's pretty cool.
That's good. Are you on your way to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'll still get back with you sometime, Steve. I still need for you to hit me with the blog and that different stuff. Is it by phone? Is it better late at night or how late?
My phone is usually the best way to catch me or text me or email me and, you know, also and I see those usually pretty quickly because I can get them on my phone.
Okay.
And then I can just return call or whatever.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Well, I still want to try to do it. I'm just slow behind.
Okay. Well, don't feel bad. I've been telling Betty that I was going to borrow her login and go see what she sees, and so I understand what limitations she has as a contributing person rather than the blog master or whatever you want to call me, or creator. But I've been too busy to do that, but I've got a project that's wrapping up here in the next 2 or 3 days, hopefully, that has been an anchor around my neck for 6 months, so.
Alrighty.
We'll do it when we can.
It's no big rush. I've waited this long, so
yeah,
if we wait a week or so, that's okay.
Yeah, you can get to the blog, though, right?
I don't even know. I haven't tried.
Oh, okay. Well, you can get to the blog by going to the lifestylesupport.org site.
Uh-huh.
And clicking on the link. Or you can go directly to it, but to be real honest with you, I don't even know what the name of the blog is.
That's all right. I'll just wait until I've checked with you and know how to do it.
Okay. Well, it's really easy to get there.
All righty.
So, you can just click on the links from the allthewall.org site or the lifestylesupport.org site. So, either
okay.
one is really easy.
All righty.
Just go there and look at it and give us positive ideas on how to make it better.
All righty. I'll do.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Steve, did I send you that information as far as my login?
I don't think so, but I could have missed it. So if you have, might want to resend it again.
I'll do that.
Thanks.
Sure.
And for those that want to become contributing authors, I'll just have to send you out the link again. It's only good for a certain number of days, and then you've got to have a new invitation. And to be real honest with you, I don't remember how to do that yet either, so I'll have to go back in. And, if I don't do it 3 weeks in a row, it gets lost in la-la land until I start doing research again. But I'll figure it out.
Oh, I'm with you.
I'm going to be going on vacation, I believe, on the 17th through the 20th, the next Monday. So it'll be Thursday through Monday next week. So probably won't be involved at all or doing any recordings or anything during that period of time as a guest.
Okay.
Can't take the risk of making my wife upset like I did last trip.
Yes. Yeah, it's hardly worth it, Steve.
You need to have a rest too.
Yep.
When you do it, either before or after, you're going to be crunching it probably before, but anyway, when you get around to sending out the how to go in again, you can send it to me because I never wrote anything down, so try to.
Okay.
Anyway.
I'll try to work on that today during break time.
Well, like I said, it's not a rush. It's not an urgency, but it took me that long to get around to doing it before, so. Anyhow, thank you much.
Thank you guys for all the information you give me. It's appreciated.
Oh, I did send you that one recipe you wanted, and I've got it with the picture now. I'll send that so you can, when you get around to putting it on, you can do that, or else I'll put it on by the time.
Okay. Yeah, I'll match it up to the call. Thank you.
Welcome.
Oh, and I've had one quick other thing to say, Steve, to you. On Facebook, I saw your little grandson's picture, and what a cutie. Really neat.
Oh, thank you. I am just absolutely amazed at that little guy. you barely realize he's just three.
Oh, wow.
And he is just Mr. Talent. That's all I can say. He is so amazing with his ability. His older brothers are into football, and he can pick up a ball and throw a ball 50 feet. And he just barely turned three. And,
wow.
And he's accurate his accuracy is unbelievable. And he is just, Mr. Talent. And then his sisters were in dance because he wanted to go dancing at the dance classes. So they enrolled him in the dance, and he was still two when he was doing his first performances and doing great. And so if he sees anybody do anything, he does it. And he's got the cutest little personality. He's not obnoxious. He's just cute. And it's fun to be around him. So he wanted to look like Grandpa Steve, that was pretty exciting because I don't necessarily have the greatest relationship with a lot of my grandkids. So that was pretty rewarding.
That's wonderful.
It is. Yeah.
Well, as I was saying to Elaine, I just picked up the October, November Mary Jane's Farm. And this is only the second one that I've picked up. The first one was the one that had the recipe in it for the quick bread. And so after going through this, I determined that definitely is one that I need to subscribe to because it just has so many little great tidbits in it. And in one of the little articles, it has watch out for food fraud. And it goes on to say, we rely on food labels to give us the skinny on what's inside, but somehow it's legal for food manufacturers to dilute products and slip in cheap fillers without revealing their trickery to the consumer. Fortunately, the U.S. Pharmacopoeial Convention, a nonprofit that establishes standards for medicines and foods that are used by the FDA, has created a database of ingredient fraud reports, the Food Fraud Database. It's foodfraud.org is the web. Defines food fraud as the deliberate substitution, addition, tampering, or misrepresentation of food ingredients or food packaging, or false or misleading statements made about a product for economic gain. The database is so full of odd additives that it can be overwhelming to navigate, but here are a few common food offenders. Did everybody get that website? Because I haven't gone on it yet, but I certainly intend to do so. Do you need me to read it again?
Yes.
Okay, it's just food, F-O-O-D, fraud, F-R-A-U-D, all one word, .org. Okay?
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Sure. It goes on to say, for instance, honey is one of the most frequently mislabeled foods, accounting for 7% of food fraud cases. Last year, Food Safety News tested honey and found that a third of all low-cost mass-marketed honey was imported from Asia and was contaminated with lead and antibiotics. Cheap honey from dubious sources is also likely to contain fillers like sucrose syrup, sugar syrup, partial invert cane sugar, cane syrup, corn syrup, glucose syrup, high fructose corn syrup, beet sugar, and artificial sweeteners. I think we've talked before on the call about most of the honeys that we get in any of the regular grocery stores have nothing in it that resembles real honey. So I know that we've had that conversation along the way, but this is really pointing to a lot of things that I didn't have any idea might be in it. So I guess best to buy that either locally or at a store that you trust is carrying the raw honey that that we need or want to use.
Are you speaking of what's in the jars, or does it say, or what they're like? You can go in and fill your own container, or both.
They don't mention that, Char. They just said it's one of the most frequently mislabeled foods, and it doesn't say that anything other than mass marketed honey. So
what percentage did you give that was tainted or bad? At the beginning, didn't you say, a third of it? Let's see.
Yeah, a third of all low-cost, mass-marketed honey was imported from Asia.
Okay, and then was there a percentage of that that was messed up?
No, it doesn't give anything else.
Okay, I wrote down 70%, and I don't know what that was, and I was trying to figure out 70% something, or 70, maybe that's 70% of the foods, or maybe 70%, maybe honey makes up 70% of the worst foods or something. That was the beginning.
It was 7%. Honey is one of the most frequently mislabeled foods, accounting for 7% of food fraud.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Does anybody else happen to have this magazine other than Elaine and I?
Mine hasn't come yet, so I'm waiting.
Okay, well, let me tell you that's, when you get it, it's on page 31.
Okay.
Sure. The next one they have is blueberries, that's found in processed packaged foods, are often completely bogus. I think that what they're talking about here basically is like cereals and
muffins.
Bars, different what they call nutritional bars that have the blueberries in it that aren't blueberries. A nonprofit consumer wellness center reported that many blueberries in popular name brand products are actually blobs of sugar, corn syrup, starch, hydrogenated oil, artificial flavors, and artificial food dyes. The presence of blue number 2 and red number 40 on a label likely indicates fake blueberries at work. So that would give you the idea, if you see any of the food colorings in anything that you're picking up that have state that they have blueberries in it, and they have those numbers on it, run in the opposite direction.
Aloisio told us this years ago. He read at one of the things I went to, he read a whole list of ingredients that was supposedly in a package that he had, and it was strawberries at the time, and there were no strawberries in there, although the title of the packaging was something strawberry.
Oh, boy.
Read your label.
I've seen those often with the blueberries. I mean, not that I've used the packages, but when I've seen the packages, way back when I tasted one after tasting utilizing blueberries a fair amount, you knew they were not blueberries. I mean, there's no way they could disguise them to people that ate blueberries. There's absolutely no way.
And you think you're eating healthy when you see something on the packaging that says blueberry, strawberry, whatever berry, until you read the label. And most people don't read the label.
But it's in a package. It's probably not going to have a blueberry in it in the first place because it's going to dehydrate them to put them in there. And, I mean, I've not seen any that were blueberries anyway, let's put it that way. So I just...
I haven't either. I think one of the things that that I want to be aware of, just out of curiosity, when I go to the store, though, they have all those breakfast bars and everything out that are supposed to be high fiber and however they label them, natural, all those little catchwords that are supposed to draw you in, and I'm sure that most of the things, like Nancy said, with the strawberries or the blueberries or whatever other fruit, really it's just a conglomeration of junk stuff and just unhealthy from the get-go.
Yeah, those don't even fall into the category of whole foods. I mean, the two that I use still, as far as I'm concerned, don't, because they're so far off balance. One's a nut bar that's called Trio by Mrs. Something or Other. Don't remember. And it's available at Costco. And yes, it tastes good, but you've got it stuck together with rice syrup and something else, the nuts. And then the other one is the Laura bar, which is nothing but dried fruit. But that's, again, very intense on the body to have that hit at one time of dehydrated dried fruit pressed into a bar. And it's nothing but dried fruit and nuts on any of the ones I've ever seen. And, you know, those I still consider not much, much better to grab a banana or an orange or an apple by far. We try and really limit that. And it's probably going to be an old one that's been around forever, being dragged around in a bag or something, you know. Anyway, my take on not whole foods.
Right, and isn't it true that's what it goes back to exactly, what we keep talking about is you want it a whole food. You can recognize it for what it is when you pick it up and look at it. It doesn't have to have a label on it. You know what it is, and you know your body will be able to handle it.
And, you know, the other reminder that comes to my mind right now when I said that is that people think, well, you know, if I only do this once in a while, yeah, once in a while, but once in a while gets to be a habit. I mean, it sure can with us as a convenience. And the thing is, we know that the food that we are eating that is whole food has so much less nutrients than it used to that we shouldn't be taking up space for anything else except whole food, because we have to eat so much of it to get the nutrition that we want, our body needs and wants, you know, to keep it in the state that we want it in, because I don't know what percentage, I've not heard one attached to it, but other than to say, you know, what you used to eat for a serving of spinach and the nutrients you get out of it, you need a wheelbarrow full or something ridiculous. Something ridiculous. That's the only thing that I can remember hearing was how many wheelbarrows you need to meet what we would have had before in, you know, a pound or 2 pounds or whatever it was. And I haven't seen that for a long time, so I'm not adequately quoting it for sure, but you know what I'm talking about.
You please? Yep, sure do. The next thing that they have here that they're talking about is milk. And it says, surprisingly, milk is another commonly adulterated food. What we think of as fresh from the cow goodness can, in fact, offer a slurry of melamine, formaldehyde, urea, hydrogen peroxide, machine oil, detergent, caustic soda, starch, non-potable water, cow tallow, and pork lard. Well, you know, if I wasn't off of dairy by now, I surely would go that direction.
Does it list the references that they're using, Betty, for any of this?
No, they don't have anything here.
It's kind of fun to Google it and have something that backed that up.
I think so, yeah.
Because, you know, when you get that definite about saying things, sometimes people will say, you know, or actually what you can eliminate is them even thinking, well, where is this coming from, you know, by quoting it, you know, where it comes from. I know I'm getting a little technical, but...
No, but that's true. But, you know, it's a lot easier if you have... It's that third party again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not just coming from somebody talking about it, but that it's been written about and verified.
Yeah.
The last one they have here is olive oil, and I know we've talked about that a lot before. It says researchers have found that olive oil is the food most vulnerable to fraud. Substitution of a lesser quality olive oil than what is labeled is a common ploy, but olive oil can also be diluted with imposter oils such as corn oil, sunflower oil, peanut oil, canola oil, soybean oil, palm oil, and lard. One sample even contains something called swill or gutter oil, refined oil from recycled food and livestock waste. Holy mackerel. It says, hard to believe, isn't it? The solution, buy organic. So that's the end of that article. Does anybody have anything else they want to bring up or talk about before our half hour is up?
I just have one thing that was a flyer from one of the more Whole Food type stores that we have here. They're having education and lecture series. One of them called Balancing Female Hormones, and the description reads, eating just three foods can stop human breast cancer cells in their tracks. Adding veggies, broccoli, cabbage, and cauliflower to your salad or eating them as a side dish can dramatically reduce your risk of developing estrogen-induced breast cancer. And this is a doctor who will be presenting this class at the end of the month. That's pretty powerful, I thought.
Yeah.
Those are the cruciferous vegetables.
Right, but specifically they said broccoli, cabbage, and cauliflower.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's another class, foods to include and foods to avoid on anti-inflammatory diet and more dietary do's and don'ts for reducing inflammation. Back to our popular word, inflammation now. When adversity comes our way, it is how we respond to the difficulty that determines who we are. Our life experiences become calamities only if we make the conscious decision to make tragedies out of them. We might just as easily choose to view them as opportunities for personal growth. I like that.
And those three you named were four again.
Breast cancer. Estrogen-induced breast cancer. The doctor who's doing this, they describe as a drugless healthcare expert.
Nancy, let me ask you, do they still encourage the mammograms with all of that they're doing? Are they still encouraging that as we get older? I've heard pros and cons, and I felt like you might be up on it.
I'm having one in a couple of weeks. There are other things that are out there. To me, it's a safeguard that I want to take the risk with.
They said on one of the reports I read, the older you are, the less you need them after a certain age, and I think it was like 50 or 55, something like that. And I know the doctors we utilized, it was a minimal amount, not nearly the frequency the doctors were telling us we needed to have it done. I don't know the details. You might go into McDougall's site, or if there's probably a video on YouTube that's done by Parkview Adventist Medical Center that you could look up, because I know they got whole series of them, unless they pulled them for updating. That would be the only reason I would think that they might not be there, because they were, and they were very informative on several different topics. I'd say probably a dozen of them they had.
Just one other thought, Mary Lou. If you go to a facility that has more newer equipment, there's much less radiation with them. They're more digital
right
now.
And you need to make, I think that, isn't that the one where you need to make sure that you've got the lead?
Has left the conference.
Over your thyroid.
I do that shield when I have a mammogram. It's a little bit more cumbersome, but she does it for me. Even though
I
have an unfunctioning
choice. Usually, usually you need to ask for it
absolutely.
At least that's the way it was, because a lot of times they don't do it.
Yeah. It's cumbersome, but it works. And when the first time I asked, she said, I don't know that we're going to get good enough pictures, and they did.
Yeah, they don't like using it. That was on Oz, I think, that he explained and showed that.
I mean, I don't even do the dental x-rays routinely anymore at all. I have to sign a waiver every time I go that I won't do it. But it's an automatic for me to cover my thyroid.
Linda Moore has left the conference.
Kind of off what we're talking about, but, well, way far off of what we're talking about. But I found this homemade chocolate peanut butter, and they're called Lair Bars, and it makes 14 to 16 bars. And so I'll read it to you, and you can tell me, and then I'll send it to Nancy if anybody's interested in it. But you can tell me what you think about it as far as what's in it and whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. So it calls for 1 pound, which is about 30 medjool dates. Hit it. 1/2 cup of unsalted roasted peanuts. 1 tablespoon of unsweetened cocoa powder. 1 teaspoon of peanut butter. 1 teaspoon of coconut oil. 1/2 cup of dark chocolate chips. Semi-sweet is okay too. So what do you think as far as the ingredients before I tell you, take the time to tell you how to do it?
You can send it to me. I'll send it out.
Okay, I'll just do that then. It doesn't require baking. So it's a raw thing that just goes into the refrigerator or freezer.
I think I'd use almonds instead of the peanuts, but other than that, it sounded really good.
Yeah, me too.
All right, I'll get it off to you.
Thanks.
Okay, anybody have anything else since we're past time here?
Thank you. Good info.
Good info. Thank you.
Thanks.
Sure. You're very good info.
Thank you. Have a great day, everybody.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information. Thank you.